Planning and Designing of Healthcare Facility, Chapter 2, Steps Involved in the Hospital Healthcare Planning. Whenever you do the planning, there are different steps that are involved in the healthcare planning. And I will be talking on different steps involved in the healthcare planning. I am Dr. Praveen Kumar Agarwal. The steps involved in the healthcare planning start with the planning cycle. Whenever we plan in such a way that it keeps on rotating around the particular mission. And these type of activities are known as planning cycle. So planning cycle is defined as process of analyzing the system or defining problem. In the healthcare, one cannot do the healthcare planning in a universal manner because each case is different, each individuals are different, and therefore if the patient comes with uncontrolled diabetes, different factor comes into play like patient age, patient associated illness, patient socioeconomic status, patient standard of living, patient eating habits, patient level of education, etc. Therefore, every steps of the planning has to be properly analyzed or it should be defined according to the health problem which the patient is suffering from. Assessing the extent to which the problem assess or exist. This is very important feature because on the basis of these, we say the patient has got mild febrile illness, moderate febrile illness or severe febrile illness. And therefore, the extent shows the severity of the illness or disease state of the patient. Planning cycle can also be defined as a cycle which formulates the goals and objectives to alleviate or ameliorate those unidentified needs, examining and choosing from among the alternative intervention, initiating the necessary action for it to ensure the proper implementation of plan and evaluation of the result of intervention to match with the stated objective. So it involves the bunch of work. First is formulation of goals and objective. Whenever you plan, set up your goal. Then identify where the problem is. Then identify what is the extent of the problem. Examine the different alternative to solve the problem. For example, if the patient comes with the feature of pain in abdomen and diagnosed to have appendicitis, most of the surgeons do not switch over to the surgical procedure immediately. Sometimes they give the medical treatment to reduce the sign and symptoms of disease and also to reduce the size of the appendix so that surgical procedure becomes less invasive. Find out alternative means of surgery. For example, the surgeon not only operate by doing the conventional process but also give the patient options of keyhole surgery. Then implement your whatever plan you have done and then do the procedure, and after doing the procedure you find the or evaluate the result. How happy is the patient? What is the duration of his stay in the hospital? Whether the patient is happy with the treatment or not. And nowadays it is not only important to look for the patient care but also look to the reaction of the relative, which is also very important. The analysis of the health situation. So whenever we do the planning, we analyze the health situation. Analysis of the health situation is like examining the patient, finding out the illness, noting the extent of the illness and the severity of the illness. This is the first step in the health planning. It is done to get the clear picture of the present, that the existing illness, the healthcare facilities which are there and the strategies or the facilities which are required. For example, if the patient comes to you, he may come with the different signs, we may come with the different symptoms. Symptoms are usually patient wordings. Then you examine the patient. These are known as signs. After the signs, you make a diagnosis. That is known as clinical diagnosis or provisional diagnosis. Then you investigate the patient, confirm the diagnosis. This is known as confirmatory diagnosis, and accordingly you plan. Similarly, when you plan anything for the long term, you assess the future requirement by assessing the present requirement and also assessing the rate of growth of patient in the near future. Analysis of the health situation requires the following items of data, which are minimum requirement for proper health planning. First is demography of the population. Demography is nothing but the study of the population, mainly in reference to population size, population composition, age and sex of individual. The composition of the population may vary because of the migration. Like in Mumbai, there is lot of migratory labor coming from UP, Bihar, Bengal, getting mixed in the Maharashtra. Sometimes the composition may change because of the marriage, that is family size may increase because of the new arrivals, new birth rate. Sometimes the composition of the population may also change because of the literacy, education and standard of living, and the patient going abroad and getting married. In the demography of the India, the year 1921 is considered the year of the big divide, because after 1921 the Indian population has shown a rapid growth, and literally there has been population explosion, that is population increased at very fast rate since then. Analysis of the health situation also involves analysis of the morbidity statistics. So whenever we say morbidity, we reflect the disease status of the disease, and mortality is the death. Nobody wants death. Everyone including us want the disease to get treated so that the death can be avoided. In present scenario, a large number of young individuals are dying of coronary vascular disease. Due to this is occurring in the younger population nowadays because of their change in the lifestyle, because of the peer group pressure, because of the money in the pocket, their social need or their social cultures are changing. Most of them are switching over and eating junk food like pastry, fast food, smoking, taking alcohol, taking drugs, and because of which the patients become prone to heart disease. That is why you have seen road traffic police starting new regime or new scheme like breath analyzer, which estimate the amount of the alcohol in the breath by doing the breath analysis to avoid the road traffic accident. This is usually done during holidays like year ending or during Christmas or Saturday night, when there is greater incidence of harsh driving and road traffic accident. Nowadays, cancer is also increasing at alarming rate. This is because of the change in the lifestyle, change in the eating habit, and also patients are aware, so they are screened for cancer at an early age. For example, nowadays patients or most of the young individuals prefer Chinese food, continental food, etc., which has more food preservatives, more type of salt, which are not made for Indian culture. And that is why they take less dietary organic food and more polished or saturated fat food, which increases the chance of gastric carcinoma. Similarly, nowadays many people are switching over to the different lifestyle using cosmetics, which has increased their chance of skin cancer. So these cancers incidence is increased because of global warming, because of depletion in the layer of ozone and less protection from the ultraviolet rays of sun, and that is why there is more incidence of skin cancer. So these environmental factor is also very important when you are assessing the health situation of a particular community. The epidemiology and geographical distribution of the different diseases are also different. For example, in India, tuberculosis is so prevalent that even 100 cases of tuberculosis may not be considered as an epidemic. But in USA, there is no case of tuberculosis on record, and single case of tuberculosis may also become the incidence. Similarly, there are different tropical diseases such as TB, polio, malaria, typhoid, which are very common in developing countries like India. But these are not common in the USA. And that is why few diseases which are epidemic in India may not be traced in USA. But USA, which is a developed country, will have more of non-communicable disease and lifestyle related disease like diabetes, ischemic heart disease, alcoholism, psychiatric illness, which is less as compared to USA in India. Existing medical facilities are available at both public and private hospitals should be also analyzed, because hospital is the place where the patient will get treated, and usually every patient wants to get treated at a corporate hospital or private hospital because it is something which is put in the mindset of the individual that private hospitals have better infrastructure, doctors have positive attitude toward patient, nurses and supportive staffs are more caring, and therefore disease will get cured fast as compared to public hospital or government hospital or civil run hospitals like government medical colleges and hospitals, district hospitals, etc. This is not actually true. Nowadays, with severe competition, all hospitals are trying to update themselves at par with the upcoming new corporate hospital. And in few places, many public hospitals are upgraded, modified, renovated at par with the private hospital. And this type of collaboration of public hospital with the private hospital is known as PPP partnership, public-private partnership, where majority of the share is with the government and nearly half, that is 49%, up to 49% of the share is with the private hospital, so that the government has only providing the infrastructure, land, free electricity, water supply, biomedical waste, but whatever infrastructure, whatever the quality of care, whatever is the surgical expertise is being provided by the private owner, and they also get profit because they keep few beds as a private beds on which the earning can be made. And this is like pressure of the corporate hospital versus government or the municipal hospital. So these are the new changes which are coming up in this time, in the recent time, and corporate hospitals are setting up guidelines on which government hospitals are also updating and modifying themselves. Analysis of health situation also required enhancement of technical manpower related to the healthcare, such as doctors, nurses, biomedical engineers, pharmacists, etc. whenever the hospital is set up, it does not mean that making a big building of the hospital will serve all purpose. Hospital is considered big when it accommodates large needy population. Hospital is considered good when the attitude of the doctors toward the patient is good, when the surgical results are good. Doctors can be only considered good when nurses follow the doctor order, when nurses care the sick people with their good nursing attitude. Doctors can only function well when biomedical engineers keep all medical equipment like CT scan, ECG machine or X-ray machine or pulse oximeter, etc. in updated position. And hospital can only function well when the hospital pharmacist dispense the medicine, explain the medicine to the patient, tell about the side effect, warn the patient about any untoward effect, and also dispense the medicine in the correct dose for the correct duration and also in the correct quantity, so that antibiotic drug resistance can be avoided. And classical example of this is revised National Tuberculosis Program, which is devised because of the failure of the previous National Control Program, National Tuberculosis Control Program. This was because TB is a disease of very long duration, where the treatment has to be given for 6 to 9 months. So lot of patient dropout were there. These patients with the incomplete TB treatment developed the drug-resistant tuberculosis or multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis. With HIV and AIDS, they are prone to develop the atypical tuberculosis. So these can be only controlled or curbed by the proper guidance given by the pharmacist. Therefore, in the revised National Tuberculosis Program, all the medication has to be given under direct observation. That is known as DOT. Existing training facilities like reproductive and child health training facilities are available in each district. This is because it is based on the concept that if the mother's health is good, the child will be good. And this requires the proper spacing between the children, proper use of contraceptive device, early ANC registration, regular follow-up in the registration to know the health of the mother and also the health of the baby, so that the baby which is delivered as healthy baby and avoid the chances of problems like low birth weight baby, intrauterine death, decreases the chance of maternal mortality, decrease the chance of transplacental transmission of disease like neonatal HIV and AIDS infection, cure the antenatal disease like toxemia of pregnancy, hypertension, gestational diabetes, anemia, etc. Now, hospital attitude and belief of the population toward the disease prevention is also very important. This is done by the proper health education and health awareness among the community about the existing illness, so that the patients are more aware and take the timely treatment and avoid or prevent themselves from getting their health deteriorated. Affordable healthcare in the corporate hospital versus free healthcare in the charitable and government hospital also to be analyzed, because it does not mean that providing the healthcare free of cost will attract more patients. Because whenever anything is given free, although the quantity of the treatment can be maintained, but the quality of treatment cannot be maintained. And this is the classical example why the corporate hospitals such as Fortis Group of Hospital, Max Healthcare Center, Global Hospital, Apollo Hospitals, etc. are doing very well as compared to the free healthcare, that is medical care as well as the disease care which is provided free of cost in the charitable hospital, that is no profit, no loss hospital, and government run hospital, that is government medical colleges and civil hospital. Analysis of the health situation also requires not only analyzing the disease part, but also analyzing the source of infection. Like nowadays, in the modern era, lot of sexually transmitted diseases and HIV and AIDS is getting spread to the general population. So, if the commercial sex workers are told about the use of condom and preventive measures, it helps to prevent the disease from these type of health workers into the customers or the client. And in this way, the sexually transmitted disease such as gonorrhea, AIDS, syphilis can be controlled. And that is why many commercial organizations and also NGOs are working to reduce the burden of this sexually transmitted disease. It is very common in the cities like Mumbai, which has got lot of migratory workers from coming from UP, Bihar, Bengal, staying away from their family and getting involved with the commercial sex workers. So they contact the disease here and spread to the family members when they go there. So awareness among the commercial sex workers can break the disease cycle. Interpretation and analysis of the above situation brings the common health problem, healthcare needs and demands of the population into control rate. Establishment of objectives and goals. Objectives and goals are important pillar of healthcare industry. They serve as a guidebook on which you will function. They serve as a mentor or the guide and allows which action and what is the ultimate desire which is to be fulfilled. If not properly planned, all the healthcare activities will become haphazard, uneconomical, and there will be loss of both manpower and money. So healthcare planning should be done properly, it should be done timely manner, it should be done in a scientific manner, it should be evidence-based, it should involve the participation of each type of hospital staff with the common objective of helping maximum patient with the best treatment available and making the patient disease-free when they get discharged from the hospital. Therefore, there will be loss, there will be reduction in the loss of manpower health, and also there will be reduction in the cost. The objective must be established at all level, that is lower level, middle level and higher level. In the hospital setup, the hierarchy is such that higher levels are usually chief medical officer, medical director, board of director, hospital owners, social activists and also medical directors. Middle levels are usually specialist and unit head, including senior and junior specialists and the supportive staff. Lower levels are usually staff nurses, pharmacists, audiologists, optometrists, ECG technician, blood bank technician, lab technician, ward boys, ambulance driver, etc. So if the objective of the hospital is defined at each level, all the individuals will work in a comprehensive manner and end result will be the good result because of the team effort at different level. At upper level, the objectives are general. For example, if it's a corporate hospital, the upper level want to earn more. Middle level is actually the surgeons or the physicians who are performing operation or giving treatment. If it is privately owned hospital, they will try to earn more by giving more and more care. But they'll forget about one thing, that India is a developing country where everyone is not able to afford to the treatment. Secondly, when they are more money oriented, although they give the quantity of treatment, quality of treatment may not be affected. And third, doctors not alone can give the treatment. It requires the collective effort of the nursing and supportive staff, paramedical staff, non-medical staff, etc. Therefore, if the plans are well established, well proven, given and maintained at each level, detailing is done and specification is done at each level, the end result will be a sound, comprehensive health effect. Objectives may be long-term or the short-term. In setting the objective, there must be judicious use of health resources, and work should be executed in such a way that it gets stipulated in the, instead it gets completed in the stipulated or the expected time. For example, it is mostly seen in the government setup, where the plan to set up the medical college, start the hospital building, and never complete it before 10 years. Nowadays, many private players are there who do the proper planning, analysis, and try to finish the hospital project as soon as possible, so that there is dual effect. Not only the private or the commercial establishment attached to the hospital services start earning early, but also the person or the needy patients who are well off, have got the money in the pocket, also start getting treatment at an early age or at the early stage of disease.